Mr. Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, rapid technological changes are happening around the world. However, with these advances, the inequality within and among countries has become more apparent. In the Philippines, 99.5% of the private sector consists of micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSMEs. Majority of these are micro enterprises, which are still using basic mechanical and analog electronic technologies in their production processes. The manufacturing industry is also concentrated in a few areas of the country, such as in the National Capital Region and adjacent provinces. To be able to diffuse innovation and deploy Industry 4.0 technologies, the Philippines has been empowering MSMEs at the grassroots level. Excellencies, the Philippines believes that in order to address inequalities in this technological revolution, the government should be inclusive in formulating policies and programs. The country's Department of Science and Technology implements the Small Enterprise Technology Upgrading Program and the Science for Change Program, two flagship programs that promote inclusivity and multi-stakeholder collaboration. The Small Enterprise Technology Upgrading Program aims to improve the MSME's competitiveness through technology upgrading, human capital development, and strengthening of innovation capability. Meanwhile, the Science for Change Program has four components: build economically relevant R&D centers across the country, promote collaborative R&D projects between academe and industry, deploy R&D leaders to higher education institutions, and provide financial assistance for MSMEs to undertake R&D. It is the role of the government to create a conducive environment for its national and local units, the academe, and the private sector to adopt Industry 4.0 in their systems and processes. To be an impetus of change, the department developed initiatives that will pave the way for Industry 4.0, such as the following. First, the Advanced Manufacturing Center, or AMSEN, a collaborative research center that harnesses 3D printing capabilities in aerospace and defense, healthcare, electronics, agriculture, and automotive. The Advanced Mechatronics, Robotics, and Industrial Automation Laboratory, or AMERIAL, that supports the metals and engineering industry in training the workforce using modern and competitive smart technology. And the Philippine Earth Data Resource and Observation Center, or PEDRO, which receives space-borne imageries that are used for disaster mitigation, agricultural monitoring, mariculture, and urban change detection. To ride the technological wave, developing countries must ensure that national policies are in place. There must be investment in research and development, education, and capacity building of the workforce. Excellencies, international cooperation could catalyze the transition to the fourth industrial revolution through joint projects. Studies and reports like the UNCTAD Technology and Innovation Report help countries assess the science, technology, and innovation landscape. Through platforms like the CSTD, we can build partnerships and learn from one another. We may still have a long way to go, but if we extend a helping hand to each other, we will leave no one behind as we move forward.